we're going to go right to the Rumble Revolution hotline and talk to the greatest special teams coach in the history of the NFL, Joe Avezzano, who is here to talk about a number of different things, including maybe we'll get him to pick who has the best special teams going into the Super Bowl. Coach, how are you?
Fantastic, guys. I don't know that I like the time slot that I'm in. I'm following the Bible conversation.
I know that. Believe me, that's a total break from format, Coach. Believe me, we exhausted the entire knowledge we have about the Bible in that little 1 minute conversation. So we're all good
okay,
now.
Okay, because I didn't know if you were going to quiz me, and no. I was going to act like the phone wasn't working.
Yeah, I got a bad connection, guys. So let's start with first things first here, Coach. We were talking about, obviously Super Bowl week. And Joe, our producer, is a big Steelers fan. I'm a big Packers fan. And, of course, they're playing it in a place you know well, Dallas.
You bet.
So we're excited about that. But we also want to talk about SaveMore.com, which is a company that tried to get off to a great start, kind of get the word out there by giving away tickets to the premier sporting event in the world. And they ran into a little bit of flack. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, SaveMore.com, they're going to initiate their business in four cities, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta. And they felt that buying 100 Super Bowl tickets and giving away as a promotion to launch their business was a good idea. So they did. And as they were getting ready to launch, the NFL came in and said, you can't use Super Bowl in your promotion. And they said, okay, why not? Well, it's trademarked, I understand. The NFL owns Super Bowl, and they don't let you use it unless you pay for it. So they changed to Big Game. So now we're giving away tickets to the Big Game, which is kind of ridiculous, but yes, that's what had to be done. Then the NFL said, well, we don't want you giving away the tickets. And then the company said, well, our legal counsel said that's not going to happen. And so they are launching their program by giving away 100 tickets to the Super Bowl, and you go on SaveMore.com, and it'll tell you how to get involved. And it's kind of a shame. The NFL is such a huge entity and such a monster that they've become, and they're a huge corporate thing, and they try to protect their corporate sponsors. I understand that, but when the company bought the tickets fair and square, legal. They're not reselling them. They're not trying to put a quick one on anybody. And the people that are going to get a chance to win these tickets are the fans that in no way possible would they think or afford to pay like $2,000 for a ticket to go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the chance to win it. And so I think it's a good promotion. And it's a shame that the Super Bowl and the NFL feels like they need to control, you know, even the grassroots efforts of some people, and I understand the corporate part, but when you start going down and messing with people that can't join their party otherwise, I think there's a question mark there.
Yeah, it is a little ridiculous. We've actually been through this as a radio station before too, Coach, and I'm sure other radio stations have too. Yeah,
I've done so many call-ins on this subject, and believe me, probably 75% have actually mentioned how legal has to get involved into what they can say and do. It's incredible. The NFL is such an integral part of our society, and they're a real monster out there, and you got to deal with them.
What? Tell me what SaveMore does. What is the company about?
Yeah, it's a company you go on, and they email you every day savings. It might be for a gym membership or something, or a restaurant, and it offers you 50, 60, 70% off, and you have X number of minutes to take advantage of it. And so it's an email aspect of it, and you get a chance for a lot of savings, and that's what they do. And if you go on SaveMore.com, they'll walk you through how to get involved with your business, but also how to enter and possibly win some Super Bowl tickets. And so it's a very simple process, and it's also, I think, a good promotion and worthy of not being stomped on by the big boys.
Longtime NFL coach Joe Avezzano joining us in the zone. So let's talk about the matchup a little bit. Now, I don't know if I can get you to be objective about this, Coach, because working in Dallas as long as you did, you guys are – I know you're trained to hate the Redskins and hate the Steelers. So, are you objective on this deal? Who you like in the game? And tell me, can you be totally honest on this? Or are you too biased towards hating Pittsburgh?
No. I actually love Pittsburgh. Okay. I lived and coached in Pittsburgh at the University of Pittsburgh when we won the national championship.
How beautiful!
And the Steelers were winning four championships. It was in the 70s, so forth. And I love the play. I think Steelers are a great organization. I think they're a class organization and obviously a very good team. And I'm picking the Steelers to win. Why? I'm not sure I have a great reason, because I think the Packers are a really good team.
Right.
And with the Packers' explosive offense, you can see them being very effective. So I think it's a pick-em type of game. I don't know. There's something about the Steelers that I just think, I don't know. I think they got some resolve. And until proven otherwise, I kind of like Roethlisberger just somehow getting the job done. Obviously, he doesn't do it every time, but I think the guy's an unusual talent. And the fun of it is that this is a chance for Aaron Rodgers to break out and get into that elite class. But I think the Steelers can pull this thing out somehow. Hopefully, it's the kind of game that we often expect and don't get too often, a very good game. And
right.
Think of the Steelers.
As expected, I guess a lot of people expect them to do well offensively, you know, with all the weapons they have. But their center's out, and as an old center, I was curious what your thoughts were on their center being out, how big an impact, if at all, you think it might play in their offensive efficiency on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I think last game we saw what happened. On the normal course of the game, normal down and distance, you don't see too many problems between the new center and quarterback. Where you saw it, and believe me, I've been there as a center, and when it's kind of a short yardage or crucial running down, coming off the goal line like we saw last game, that center, inexperienced, tends to short arm that ball up there because he's so intent on getting his block that he snaps the ball differently.
Mm-hmm.
That is an issue. And they'll say that they've had now a few weeks to work on it, and they'll negate that conversation. But he's still an inexperienced center. And so that's a factor. And then you never know in a tight situation again how that shotgun snap is going to go back. So I don't disregard that. I think it's a viable subject to work into the conversation on things that can affect this game.
One of the big discussions going into this game is the two quarterbacks. You have a guy in Aaron Rodgers who is looking for his first Super Bowl, and Ben Roethlisberger looking for his third Super Bowl. And one of the discussions we always have is the importance of the win-loss record of a quarterback. And obviously in big game situations, so from your point of view, is the win-loss record of a quarterback extremely important, or is it something that has a lot more to do with his team around him? Should we give that much credit to a quarterback that kind of like a Trent Dilfer, who kind of was just in a great situation?
Yeah, I've heard, and I think Trent Dilfer, I think, does a really good job on TV.
Yes,
with his analysis
does.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. I think he's very real. I think he's real, and he says things in an honest way. And I've heard him say that there's no way that he compares to, you know, great Super Bowl champion. He won a Super Bowl with a really good team. He wasn't as good a quarterback as many others that we could talk about. I think, though, in the long run, when you start talking about winning, being the starting quarterback for two Super Bowl champions, three Super Bowl champions, four possibly, at some point you have elevated yourself through some effort. And I can speak firsthand to Troy Aikman, who could have had much greater numbers if he was required to throw more, because he was extremely accurate, et cetera, and very talented. But the makeup of the team was such that a lot of times at the end of the game, fourth quarter, he was handing the ball off to Emmitt Smith to secure a lead. And so it all played into it. But I think at some point winning – has to, you know, I mean, that is what we, you know, that is what we talk about all the time. I love to hear the arguments after a game mm-hmm. about this and that, but in my eyes, we don't focus enough on the scoreboard. This team had more points than the other. That's the object of the game. If it was ugly, pretty, it really shouldn't matter. It kind of does in our society right now. But winning is what they ask you to do. And so I think if the quarterback is at the helm that many times, then he should be given credit.
Let me ask you about the value of experience. You know, for a lot of the Packers, it's a first trip, and for the Steelers, it's not old hat, but certainly these guys have been there before. Did you see a big difference in your guys, you know, going back-to-back the second time around? Was it a little bit easier on them? Did things move a little bit slower? Was it a little more manageable for the coaches and the players going back again as opposed to going the first time?
Well, that's an interesting question that I hear a lot and see a lot watching various programs or listening to various programs. And I think I heard Coach Ditka say this the other day. He said he'd rather have talent than experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, in '92 we went to the Super Bowl with the youngest team in the NFL, and we blew through the game against the Bills, who had been to the Super Bowl before. And there's other examples like that. I don't. The experience part is the okay, in a sense, dealing with media day, dealing with requests for interviews. And the reality is, it's not like all 53 guys get besieged with interview requests. Right. You've got a handful of guys that are the face of your team that get bombarded and get directed to do some things that they don't normally do. So experience in knowing that that's coming and what it's like, that can help. But look, when you go out on the ball field, there's and I heard this the other day, and I think it's great. An ex-teammate of Montana, who won 4 Super Bowls, was saying that Montana always talked about the fact that in these games, still the underlying factor will be turnover. And that was one thing that he did not do in big games, was turn the ball over. And so I don't see any difference in this. Once the game starts, look, it's a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually determined by field position and turnovers. And then you kind of just battle back and forth. And the team that, you know, as cliche-ish as it sounds, the team that makes the fewest mistakes will probably win, because everybody's going to make mistakes. It's a human game, and so you just try to make as few as possible. And I think it's fascinating, because once you start the game, all the conversation before is somewhat useless, because you never know what's going to happen. Opening kickoff, somebody brings it back and fumbles it. Well, you weren't expecting that, but now we got a new ball game. And so I think the game itself will be determined by factors that usually determine games, regardless whether it's the Super Bowl or not.
One last thing, we'll let you go. I know you got a lot of these probably to do today, but tell folks what you're up to. This is obviously a pretty heavy Cowboys market over here. Folks are certainly curious about what former players and coaches are up to. So tell folks who may not have followed you once you left the Cowboys what you're up to now.
Yeah, well, when I left the Cowboys, went to the Raiders for a couple years mm-hmm. With North Turner when he was the head coach there.
Mm-hmm.
That was an experience. being with Al Davis out there.
Yeah.
That's for another 4 or 5 segments.
Yeah.
at a further date.
At least.
And to a mature audience.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a interesting, I use that word, that covers a lot of ground. And then back in Dallas doing this past year pregame, postgame shows on the Cowboy Radio Network. Doing a country music radio show every week in Dallas, and then did some Sunday night TV football roundup. Staying busy with projects and coaching camps. I'm actually in San Antonio right now coaching in a college all-star game, you know, like the Senior Bowl,
yeah.
East-West, et
cetera.
Mm-hmm. And it's so I'm staying as busy as possible, and it's been good, and so much of it brought about by the great exposure and the great success that we had with the Cowboys. And it was a great time, and it's still fun to be around.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you making time for us, and we hopefully can get you on again sometime, and we can get into some of those days in Oakland.
That'll be interesting. Guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
We'll make sure to come visit you down at one of your spots.
You please do.
Are you at the establishments often? Can we catch you at the?
Oh yeah, you know, at my place, Hat Trick Sports Farm and Grill in Lewisville, Texas, suburb of Dallas.
Yeah,
I'm there quite a bit. My son runs it on a daily basis, but I'm there to meet and greet. He lets me do that.
Well, that's nice.
I'm there quite a bit.
Okay.
People love to come by. We got great cowboy pictures all over the place, and it's a fun deal.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
See you now. Bye now.